Several years ago, I worked in a role that had me regularly interacting with people from Montreal. They told me that there were only two seasons in Montreal, winter and construction. In other parts of the world, or for other people, seasons may be marked differently. Farmers may demarcate seasons by sowing, growing, and harvesting. Part of the world has a rainy season and a dry season. Our family lived in Stratford for a time. There, even more than here, tourist season was central to life in the town. Different settings, different contexts, and different patterns mean different seasons for people. We're going to talk about that today on the Covenant Weekly Podcast, Season 2, Episode 33, Seasons. The teacher in Ecclesiastes speaks about seasons with these words: "For everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to harvest, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build up, a time to cry and a time to laugh, a time to grieve and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to turn away, a time to search and a time to quit searching, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be quiet and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace." This is shared in a book where the main theme is that everything in our life seems to be like smoke or vapor. It appears and looks solid, but when we try to grab it and hold on to it, it slips away. We chase after the things we are sure will give us meaning and purpose, but even the seemingly most solid things can inexplicably slip from our grasp. The teacher in this describes life with the metaphor of seasons. To cling to where we are in this day is futile because the next season will come. Whether we like it or not, whether we are prepared for it or not, we will eventually move through what is to what is next. When it comes to seasons related to weather, you know, if you love winter, you may not want to see the snow go, but trying to hold on to winter is futile. At some point, you won't be able to ride your snowmobile, and leaving your snow tires on your vehicle will just destroy your tires. Conversely, if you love the summer, trying to live as though it is summer when there's 20 inches of snow on the ground is dangerous for you and for those around you. Now, when it comes to the seasons of winter, spring, summer, and autumn, we know scientifically why we get those seasons. But for most of us, that scientific knowledge is useless, except for giving us a heads up as to when we will start to move from one season to the next. In our individual lives, it's easy to get focused on trying to figure out why we are in the season we are in. Sometimes we might want this just so that we can have a sense of control. Other times we might believe that if we can figure out why we're in the season we're in, perhaps we can either hold on to it or we can change it. But even if we could know why, that doesn't give us any control over our season of life. Just as I can't impact the rotation of the Earth or the orbit of the Earth around the sun, I have very little control over the general seasons of my life. Time passes, beauty emerges, tragedy strikes, things change. I firmly believe in free will. I believe that collectively humanity has a fair bit of impact on the world. I also believe that individually we have a fair bit of impact on relational and societal realities. With that said, I think we sometimes overestimate our impact in some situations, particularly the hard and tragic situations we wish we could control or avoid. Yes, sometimes things happen because of our choices or actions, and sometimes they happen because of the choices and actions of others, but sometimes, perhaps often, they just happen. Or the things that led to them happening happened so long ago or so many steps ago that we really cannot chase down the how or why, no matter how long we might stew over it. If, as the teacher of Ecclesiastes muses, our lives are marked more by seasons than by a series of explainable events, perhaps there is something better than trying to control the season or explain the why and how of the season. Perhaps our energies and efforts would be better served by learning to live well within the season we find ourselves. If you're in a season of joy, whether that season lasts a day or a year, laugh well, celebrate well. If you're in a season of busyness, work hard and learn how to prioritize rest in the midst of it. If you're in the season of tragedy, memorize some lament psalms. Grieve. Go out in the woods and scream at God. Journal your sorrows and the glimpses of light you see in the midst of them. If you're in a season of physical decline, learn your limits and lean into God's affirmation of you as a beloved child of the divine that isn't bound up in what you do. I can't tell you what season you're in. If we sat down to talk about it, I might be able to recognize some things about it, but even then, it's your life and your season. I can encourage you to prayerfully consider and discern in community with those who know and love you well how you could seek to live well within this season. That doesn't mean you need to like the season you're in, but you can still recognize it and try to live as best you can within it. You know, I'm not a fan of winter at all, but if I'm going to live up here, I need to get my snowblower out, put my snow tires on, and turn the heat on in my house. Sometimes I even need to call for help when I get stuck in a drift. That's part of living well through winter. I don't enjoy it, but that's the reality of life with seasons. And I tell you, when summer comes, the beauty of the bay makes it all worthwhile. We have a handful of things coming up at Covenant I want to make sure you're aware of. This coming Sunday, we will be receiving communion as a part of our time together. If you're joining us online, we encourage you to have some bread and wine or juice ready. On Sunday, June 11th, we will be having a coffee and conversation gathering after our Sunday morning. We encourage you to bring a napkin-friendly snack to share after the service. There may be another surprise or two happening that morning. On Sunday, June 18th, we'll be honoring the men among us on Father's Day. And then on June 25th, we will kick off our summer with a barbecue and a time together outside. We invite you to bring a salad or side and a dessert to add to the burgers that we'll enjoy together. We will need help with setup, cooking, and cleanup for that barbecue, so watch for sign-up information about that. During our summer season, we are working to balance two things. One is a special kind of busyness with our Inspire Makerspace camp. We're excited about the great number of kids, junior volunteers, and adult leaders who are lined up for that week. If you want to participate, there is still time to volunteer. You can email brent@covenantchurch.ca for details on how to do that. If you aren't able to volunteer, but you might want to make a donation, there is a list in the lobby at the church that you can look at and mark down what you will bring. And if you aren't able to volunteer or donate, we would really appreciate you praying for the kids and leaders for this event. Especially be praying for Brent as he carries a huge load associated with it. The other thing we try to balance during the summer is Sunday morning rest. To help with that, we will not be live streaming on Sunday mornings. Our kids and youth programs will not be running. And we'll be working to have kind of lower key, interactive, and fun gatherings for all ages. Watch for a Sunday summer schedule coming soon. I pray that whatever season of life you find yourself in today, you will be assured that God is in it with you. And in the words of Paul's letter to the Colossians, I also pray that you will be strengthened with all his glorious power, so you will have all the endurance and patience you need. May you be filled with joy, always thanking the Father. He has enabled you to share in the inheritance that belongs to his people who live in the light. Peace to you this week.